We're counting down the minutes to first pitch here on Fred Nats on Deck on the Fred Nats Baseball Network from Extended Stay. I'm Adam Gotkin, now joined by outfielder, and I guess I can now say relief pitcher, Jack Mroknik, coming off a strikeout and a save yesterday. What was that like when you saw that final out be made and you recorded a professional save? What was going through your mind?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of nerves. Obviously came in bases loaded, one out. I think we're up by three. So I was like, one swing ends this game. So, I mean, I just kind of had the intention to just throw strikes, see what happens, you know, actually kind of put some velo on it. And, I mean, Coy made a great play there up the middle. He kid laced the ball, and Coy made a great play. And I was kind of pumped out. I was like, there's no way this just happened. So, I mean, I was excited to, you know, just cheer, celebrate with my teammates after the game. I mean, it was just a great time.
I did a little bit of digging. I found out you had a couple saves your senior year of high school. Did you ever think you'd be pitching again in a high leverage moment?
Absolutely not. I don't think anyone on this team thought that. I don't think Chris thought that. But I did what I had to do to win the ball game. You know, it was just fun. It was just a fun time.
Now moving to the plate, you've of course had a great season. Right now, top OPS of any active players in the Carolina League. What is it that's been working so well for you at the plate? Of course, you had that hit streak at the start of the season. Now the power really starting to flourish. What do you think it is that's kind of leading to the success?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I didn't know that stuff at the OPS. That's awesome. I give a lot of credit to Jake Shiner and Isaac Kim, our hitting coaches. I mean, they do a great job switching up kind of, you know, days that, you know, we're supposed to feel good and then days that, you know, supposed to challenge us, you know, high velo stuff, heartbreaking balls. You know, talks with them, just, you know, going through each pitcher every day, just having a good mindset in the play, having a good approach, picking the right pitches. But it all comes down to, you know, all that stuff you can think about before the game. When it's time to get in the plate, you know, you just got to relax and have fun and, you know, get a good pitch hit and just swing the bat. You know, I've been doing it for, you know, one of the older guys on the team. I've been doing it for 20 years. It's just working out right now. It's a great time and it's fun with these guys for sure because, you know, even if I'm not having a good day, all these guys are going to bang too.
You brought up the coaching staff there. You know, it's one of the younger coaching staffs in minor league baseball. Isaac is, what, a year older than you. What is that like to be with coaches who were, you know, in your shoes not too long ago as players themselves?
Yeah, I mean, it's great. Especially Isaac, you know, it's more like a peer mindset. It's not like he's a coach, it's kind of just like another teammate of mine. He's really smart. I mean, very analytical guy. Just sees the little things in pitchers that I might not see. And then having Jake Shiner, I mean, he had a phenomenal career in professional baseball. I mean, 30 home runs in one season, AAA. I mean, he has just a lot of knowledge in that aspect, and especially going to Japan, just having that point of view as well. He tries to dumb it down as much as possible. Like, he knows all of us have really good swings, so he just kind of tries to nitpick it a little bit, not a lot. I love having young coaches. I did in college, and I loved it there too. So not really a change of scenery for me in that aspect, but these guys are great.
Adam Gotkin with Jack Mroknik here on Fred Nats on Deck. We're about 10 minutes away from first pitch. Jack, of course, this year one for you in pro ball. You spent your high school and college career both in Indiana. Now, you know, moving to a new place and being with a group of guys who are, you know, from all over the country and, you know, from all over the world for some players. What is that like to be able to, you know, learn from different guys and just meet a bunch of new people?
Yeah, it's really cool, man. I've never really been outside the state for any real baseball for the most part. You know, the Big East isn't a big conference. So coming here, you know, seeing a lot of walks of life, starting in Florida last year after the draft, I was with a lot of guys from the Dominican, Cuba, Venezuela. So kind of trying to learn Spanish was really fun for me. And this team, I mean, you have a lot of young guys that are really fun to be around. You know, Coy from North Carolina, Eli, who's from Oklahoma, but I mean, he's pretty much a 35-year-old, 18-year-old's body, right? And then there's just a lot of guys from all over. We all just kind of have our own flair with how it is. And especially, you know, these rehab guys coming in, it's cool too, because, you know, they've seen the higher ups, like Montes Doca, who's just here, has been, I believe he has big league innings. And then who we have, Tepper and Sullivan here right now. I mean, they kind of show you how to be a pro every day.
And, you know, this is, of course, the first two-week road trip for you guys. What's it been like now to be on the road for this long? Of course, you know, you have back-to-back weeks on the road in college, but never really a point where you're, you know, away from your bed at home for 14 days. What's this been like? And, you know, what's it like to spend this much time with the guys?
Yeah, every days are blurring together, right? You know, some of us are showing up to the field, we don't know what day it is. We just know we got a baseball game to win. These guys are fun. I mean, it doesn't. Everyone says like minor league baseball is a grind, and to an aspect it is because we do play 6 out of 7 days. But being with these guys is just fun every day. We joke around, we have a good time, we go out to eat. It's a lot like college baseball in a sense, but having a little bit younger flair with the high schoolers and then the older guys is kind of a fun dynamic.
All right, well, Jack, thank you so much. We're coming up on first pitch on this beautiful Friday night at Purdue Stadium.